10-8, mobile, monitoring.
Corner HKX, mobile.
KX, KO4, 10-8. Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Man, I thought that was you that called out, but I had my window down, so I couldn't catch it all.
Yeah, driving out to the yard sale of that silent ski right now.
Back from Lawrence, I went down to the Michelin test track this morning.
Oh boy, I know where that is. It's quite a ways.
About 2 hours to get down there and 2 hours back. But they generally make it worth my while.
Keep it late.
I'm on my way up 26 right now, passing mile marker 7.
Boy, ways away from me.
Heading over to that, yard sale or whatever they want to call it. I don't know what exactly you want to call that.
To the yard sale. I'm on my way out there right now. I'm about 20 minutes away from it right now. So make a pit stop, though, pull out some gas. See what they got.
I'm down there myself when I get back up to Andersonville and get my excursion.
Station ID, nice, Patrick. Hey, there's somebody else on frequency. It's a little bit of noise here. Somebody trying to get the repeater?
No, I think it's, Tom calls QRM.
You want to give it a second, see if anybody wants to jump in real quick?
Sure thing.
There was some static on there a minute ago. I was over here eating breakfast, fellas. This is N0TR. So I'm not going to stay, but his signal, I think Patrick had the static and then he cleared right up.
Well, yeah, I was wondering, man. I thought somebody may have been trying to get into the repeater. I heard a little bit of static and I thought it may have doubled with somebody.
No, there's been a intermod or something coming on there now and then. It just sounds kind of like a buzz and then it's gone. And I don't know where it comes from. We've had some odd things on here lately.
I've been hearing a lot of click, click, key up, and other noises all week long.
Didn't realize my arm was bumping the hand mic.
Craig, Patrick, someone come in there with you, and I think that might have been her buzz by accident, of course. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, K1ABH. Yeah, I was working on my radio stuff. I got it up on a shelf, and I must have had my forearm against the push button.
No problem. Thanks for telling us. Appreciate that. You guys go ahead, Patrick, and enjoy your day. Be safe out there in 0TR.
Jump off here. I'm over here on 26 where it starts to get real scratchy. So I'm going to go ahead and say 73. And let me know if you see anything over there.
KO4HKX, KO4NH. All right, Patrick, 73, man. Hope you're safe over there on 26. And hope everything's going well, man. I'll definitely give you a call back if, whenever I'm done with there and tell you what they got if you're still on the frequency, bud. The other gentleman that was here, still there, KO4-88H, station ID. Then, this is KO4-88H. I'm in the mobile, and I am monitoring.
KN4-NNH, KN4-VWA.
KN-AWA, the KO4-88H. How you doing today, sir? My name is Fred. I'm mobiling along, 20 right now.
Sure, yeah, I heard you in there with Patrick. He's a good friend. I know just about where he is, and he's going to be going in and out of shadows going up 26 right there, and it makes it very difficult to get much of anything out of there. Yeah, this is Steve on this end, KN4VWA. I'm over here on the other side of Greer, and about to be headed back towards Inman, and I see some dark clouds coming up. Are we going to get wet?
Hello, Steve. I'm actually looking right now. I'm on, in the Pelzer Piedmont area right now, 120. Actually about to probably be in Greenville here in a few minutes, but I don't know, man. I don't see many dark clouds this way. I'm more more towards, what is it, west? I'm more west on the west side, but I'm more south of Greer and all that.
Yep. Okay. Well, I was kind of hoping to go flying this afternoon. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But, anyhow, neither here nor there. If I do go, I'll dry out quick.
Yeah, here there. I actually got a HF antenna I need to put up, but I got to see if my Omer come out of my house and give me a hand with that.
Looks like fun. What you putting up?
Gap Titan, I think it's DX or XD or something like that. I can't remember. But it's tuned for anywhere between 10 and 80 meters.
Okay. Is it a vertical? Is it a Yagi? What is it?
Antenna that has a counterpoise and no ground radials are needed, surprisingly.
Well, yeah, I used to have something similar to that. It was a Comet CHA-250B. It was a vertical and did not need radials. And it was 80 through 10, would not do 6. And it did a fairly good job.
I've actually helped my Elmer calf or MRA. He comes on here and there. It's hit or miss with him. You mainly hear him on the net, or at least through me. But yeah, he's got a fan dipole. He's thinking about putting up a dipole mainly for 60 meters because apparently mine, his radio is weird about 60 meters for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, I went to a Cushcraft D4. Which is 40 through 10, and I did real well with that for quite a long time. It's a rotational dipole, about 30-something feet wide from tip to tip, and it did well. But I just recently went over to a Mosley TA-33MW with the 40-meter add-on, and man, I was the center of my first pileup from Japan and Indonesia and Taiwan here about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that right there sounds like a lot of fun. Evan, notice there's been a huge opening here recently in terms of DXing.
But I'm putting up a second station in my man cave. You know, pretty much nothing like my big primary shed, but I'm putting up a Yaesu ATOS 120, and it's actually a screwdriver antenna for mobile purposes, but I'm not really looking to do any serious DXing down there in my man cave, and I'm putting up a 2-meter 440 antenna along with it, but I hadn't used that ATOS in a good while. So I put it back on my truck with that same radio that I'm going to use in my man cave. And first call out, I hit Stuttgart, Germany on 20. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, there sounds like a lot of fun. Wow, HF from mobile. I've heard about it, but I've never done it before. I'm thinking about getting a little mobile Pelican case of sorts, or make a Pelican case of sorts for doing parks on the air or something like that with HF. Wow, that sounds amazing, Steve.
Let me tell you what, I'm looking at doing the parks on the air also, and let me tell you, have you heard of SETCO, the DXCC ham conference up in Pigeon Forge?
Oh, you said SETCO, correct?
Yeah, if you Google SEDCO, S-E-D-C-O, ham, it will pull up the DXCC website, and they just had it a couple weekends ago, up at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they have DX boot camp, and how to use all kinds of different softwares, and Grayline discussions, and I mean, it is great. It sounds like that would really help you out. and you're putting up an HF antenna, so I'm assuming you're going to want to do a little bit of DXing, right?
I just plan on doing just a little bit of DXing, nothing real serious. Just a little bit of DXing, maybe mainly through like ST8 or ST4.
Make the jump and go straight to ST8. Man, that stuff is fantastic. But I'll tell you what, are you a member of a club?
ND7J.
Are you a member of a club there, friend?
With you there. To answer your question, no, I'm not a part of a club right now, but I'm planning on joining the Brawlers here in the near future.
Good group. Where's your QTH?
Sir, that ND7J station. Come on in.
I heard Steve out there. Give me a, when you guys get done, I'm going into Home Depot. Steve, I may be canceling due to weather on that Monday and move it a week over, but I'm not quite sure yet.
Looking at the weather reports, I think that's a prudent move because I didn't want to tell you that you could go ahead and do it in the rain if you wanted to, but I wasn't. I have trepidation about height anyhow, and I'm not going to be up a boom lift in the wet. So, I'm a chicken. So, yeah, I think that's a prudent thing to do there, Bob.
And the other station, thanks for letting me hop in. I have not made that decision yet. I will make that decision before 5 o'clock today after I look at the weather again. But last time I looked, I'm thinking I'm going to move it off. So anyway, and good afternoon. I guess your name is Frank. I believe I heard Steve say. So good afternoon. Name here is Bob, ND7J.
Just for a second there, Bob. Frank is trying to get set up with an HF. And I was just telling him about Sedco. What is it? DX. Give me the website designation on it. That's DXCC. What?
Okay, you guys actually doubled the first half, so it's W4DXCC, but as a convention, it's not a club. And actually, it's over with till next year, so. The club that he probably really wants to get involved with if he's interested in HF is going to be the Greer Club, the SCDXA, the Breyers Club, although it has a lot of great members, I'm sorry to say they're just not into the HF DXing and stuff as much as the other clubs. Greer and SCDXA, those are the ones that are the DX and contesting clubs.
Let me tell you, bud. The Greer Club is a real, real good source of that type of information. Those folks out there, more than happy to jump in and help you out with stuff.
Station ID, it's actually Fred, Bob. Thank you for, come on in, man, anytime, man. But, yeah, I was thinking about joining Brawlers. I'm mainly on their repeater, or I mainly frequent this repeater more than the other repeaters in the area, and honestly, Brawlers is actually local to where I'm actually from in South Carolina. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to give them a look, give all those groups a look. I'm thinking about joining the ARL as well.
Join ARL if you're going to contest or DX or both. Get on Logbook of the World, get that set up. If you go to my website, nd7j.com, my phone number's up there, and if you'll give me a call, I got to run into Home Depot, but if you'll give me a call on the phone or an email, I will give you all kinds of information that will help you get, and Greer is South Carolina Club, and SCDXA is also South Carolina Club, and they are both, they meet, I think Greer is the first or second Monday of every month. SCDXA is the third Thursday, and there is a wealth of knowledge at both of those clubs when it comes to HF, DXing, antennas, and everything more. So I would encourage you to give me a phone call when you get a chance. I can help you out a lot. Go ahead, Steve.
And Fred, I'll tell you something else, too. The guy you just talked to, Bob, also did a talk on logging software, or have you gotten into computer logging software?
I'm using QRZ for logging all my contacts, both on Fusion and on Not so much VHF with special people I normally talk to, but like whenever I'm doing 10, or when I was doing 10 meters before I got my upgrade.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a big start. And there's a couple more of them out there. One of the more popular is N3FJP. And Bob came down to my place and helped me link the N3FJP with the ARRL website, and it autofills over at ARRL so that you can actually get confirmations of contacts. It's great. So, yeah, listen, you need to jump in with one or the other of the clubs, and man, it's just like the sky parting, you know. It's been rainy, you know, you open up and there comes the sunshine in. It's just great. And most all of those folks are just really happy to jump in and help you.
Hey, Fred, real quick, and then I got to jump out. Just spoke just a little bit. N3FJP, almost all of the downloadable logging software, N1MM, Ham Radio Deluxe, N3FJP, Logger 32, there's a host of them. Those you can connect to Logbook of the World. And Logbook of the World is the real official place to go to get your... So that's the only place you can get contacts that actually officially count. All the other ones have awards programs and what have you, but Logbook of the World is the one that you really want to deal with. And I've got to jump out here. I got to go into Home Depot, but you got a pencil and paper?
I'm actually in my mobile right now. I'm actually driving out to the yard sale that Gary mentioned on the net.
My website, nd7j.com, my phone number's on there, and call me, and I'll give you a lot of good information to really help you out. Steve, it's always a pleasure. I'll talk to you later. I'll be back on the radio here in 10 minutes. I just got to run in and get a valve for a water faucet. Catch you both later, or in a few minutes, nd7j, clear.
Behave yourself today, bud. Enjoyed it, and as always, thanks for your help, and you may not get me, because I'm headed back to the house to get me some vittles. have a good one. And Fred, I tell you what, bud, there is a font of knowledge in either of those places. All you got to do is just say, hey, give me a call.
23 Bob, hope you have a great day. I'm actually going to probably dip here in a few minutes. I'm actually near my destination. Steve, yeah, I'm just going to give it a punch, man. I might as well, especially considering I don't plan on doing like contests or anything like that, but I'm definitely interested in doing a little bit of DXing. I've been thinking about joining the Greer Club since I've heard about it, and Brawlers most definitely, considering how frequent they're here the most. So, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, gentlemen. Again, 73 Bob. I'll see you maybe next time that we chat. I'll definitely shoot you an email.
All right. Well, have a good day, and it's out there when you want it. K and 4 VWA, I'm clear after you find
me. It's Scale 4 NH. Hope you have a great day, Steve. Enjoy talking to you, man. Thank you for all the information. I'm definitely going to jot it all down in my brain before I forget. But 73 Steve, hope you have a great day, man. This is Scale 4 NH. I'll be clear.